Sam Wood in the studio.
Our man wanders in. Welcome to you, Woody.
Thank you for having me, boys. I do have big chompers, don't I, Billy?
You do. G'day, Sammy. Great to see you, mate.
Good to see you guys.
Jeez, you're looking fair. Have a look at the guns on him.
I'm going all right for a nearly 40-year-old. Nearly
the hair slicked back.
Oh, shush.
You've had the teeth done.
Well, I was coming to see you, boys. I had to turn it up a little bit.
Now, we're going to get in the second break to where you can help Bill, because never has a man needed more help. So we're going to get to that. But what's been going on, please? The woodshed, I drive past it regularly on Nepean Highway. What happens in there?
Woodshed's my gym. So we specialise in small group training and personal training down there in Brighton. And then I've got my online fitness program, which, to be honest, I can't believe how crazy that's gone in 3 amazing years.
So explain that to us. What happens there?
So you do a different video workout with me every day. You get an eating plan every week, and you can swap and drop your recipes based on your food preferences. And then you get daily videos from me in real time to keep you motivated, keep you supported. And there's this great community of other 28ers that support each other. It's just the way technology is. Yeah. You can do things. I mean, it's like Netflix has done it to videos. You can do things in this online world now that you just couldn't do before. I always thought, oh, you're not going to be able to connect with people that you can with and you've got a gym.
Mm.
It's better.
Face to face.
Touch them every day in some way with videos. You can answer their questions. Facebook Live. I do live workouts with them from my lounge room at home, and I've got 3,000 or 4,000 people around the world sweating it out with me from that lounge room.
So someone in Burnie and Tassie can be doing that live with you.
In their lounge room.
We've got people in the UK,
really?
All over Europe, all over America, whatever time of day it is, joining me for a 28-minute workout using their babies as resistance, or all you need is the couch and some light dumbbells and smashing it out, and then getting online and telling each other.
That's good because it's only 28 minutes, Jim. We can all do that every day.
You can, Bill. Hello? I'm liking what I'm hearing, Bill. Have we got a convert?
Not every day.
Oh, Bill, every day.
You need a day off in between in case you get sore. From the dips.
So 14 minutes for you then.
No, 28 days, Monday,
look, there's nothing,
Wednesday, Friday.
I mean, you can mix it up. Yeah. The high intensity workouts, if you do them every day, particularly as you get a bit older or you're a bit heavier, can be a bit hard on the joints.
Yes.
So having high intensity one day, walk the next high intensity one day, you'll still, in under half an hour, if you push yourself at least 3 times a week, you will get unbelievable results.
Well, so you've got to look at me like I'm pregnant.
Right, okay.
No, he's already done that. He walked in.
Well, I saw a little photo of you in 1989 in your short shorts.
Yes.
And now here you are 30 years later, and it's a little bit different, Bill. Well, how much weight difference is there in that photo?
Oh, 50 kilos. But that's 30. No. It'd be 30, but that's 30 years. 1 year is not bad.
But that's, well, it's
30 years.
I don't know if it's a
what did you look
achievement,
like? When
but
you...
it sneaks up on you.
It does. Are you still married?
Yeah, going strong. Oh, Snez is 25 weeks pregnant with our third little girl, and things are pretty hectic at home, mate.
Because for those who can't remember, he was off The Bachelor and met
right.
Snez.
That's Snezza. Right, Snezana.
And still going strong and about to be 2 kids in.
A lot of people wouldn't have thought that would have happened, and I was probably one of them, to be honest.
Sammy, how did you see the finale of the recent Bachelor? Oh. Where old Honey Badger just had 24 to choose from and couldn't arrive at one.
Well, I didn't watch the whole season to the letter or anything, but we did watch the finale, Snez and I, and we were both gobsmacked.
No, I think the whole country was gobsmacked.
Yeah, we did not see that coming, and it wasn't. I mean, I understand. There's a part of me that goes, you know what? If you're not sure he did the right thing, because it's wrong to choose someone just because you feel you have to.
Yeah,
but I can also understand people get so emotionally attached to this show. They go on the journey all the way. I mean, I still get an occasional peanut send me a message on social media saying you picked the wrong girl.
Oh, no. Not possible.
Two and a half years later and married and with kids. It's like, I think I made the right choice.
Well, actually, the 5 bachelors, Jim, it's about 3 that are still with their wives and had kids and things. So it's worked out pretty well, hasn't it?
The Aussie show has an incredible strike rate. When you look at the American one, which is a bit more dramatised and sexual and it all gets a bit carried away pretty early, most of them, I think, are just looking for fame. Quick 5 minutes of fame and, get some social media followers and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I genuinely thought this is a wacky way, but who knows what might happen to meet someone, and it kind of worked out amazingly.
But he let us down, the Honey Badger. Let us blokes down, Jimmy. He had, how many girls to pick from?
24.
24, couldn't find one. Then he acts like the big Aussie ocker, drives a dead dingo's donger and all that crap.
Yeah, I thought you might be a fan of the Honey
Badger. Well, I was until he walked out. That's
he's
not
funny
wrong.
And he's a good. He seems like a good bloke. But I understand.
Are you a married at first sight man?
Oh yeah,
I'm Adam.
Math.
What goes on there? Oh.
What are you hooked on?
Oh, look, it's starting to get a bit thin in the tooth. Oh, yes. I loved it at the start with the drama, but oh yeah, no, it's pretty.
Jeez, they've all had some.
Oh yeah, it's a shocking guilty
they've
obsession.
All had some work, haven't they?
Oh, I love
plenty
it.
Of work.
Oh,
plenty
wow. Of work. All right. Jeez, Jim.
Hey, Bill, crikey. We need to get to a
poke
break.
Your eyes out.
And when we come back, turn Bill off.
Yeah, I have.
He's lost his focus. When we come back, we're going to find out what Sam Wood can do to shed. I reckon it's got to be 20, Sammy.
We can lose 20, Bill.
20 kegs easy. Off our man, easy. And it needs to happen very soon.
Don't make goals.
How are we going to shed 20 kilos off our man? He looks like Butterbean at the moment.
So you said before, Billy, don't make goals like that. And you're actually onto something because you probably shouldn't set too big a goal or too long-term a goal.
Unrealistic.
Unrealistic. Yeah. It becomes, you become a bit disoriented and you're disenchanted with it all. So,
yes, Jim.
I work in 28-day blocks.
Yes.
Yes, please.
It would take you 3 to 4 of those blocks to knock off 20 kilos and have them off you forever.
Bill.
No, that's
and
a
you
lot
wouldn't
of
have
days,
to work
Jim.
Out.
56 at 64. That's 84 days.
Yeah, but that's not
3 months.
We don't care how many days it is. We just want to get the 20
but
kegs
don't
off
you want to lose it and keep it off?
Well, haven't you got a tablet or something?
No, that's the thing. There's no magic pills or anything like that.
Cut my arm off.
We can do that. What are you doing exercise-wise at the moment?
Well, I do a bit with my good friend Andrew Buse.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
When was the last time you saw Busey?
A bit on Saturday night.
Oh. Did a really solid 4-hour session.
And if I'm lucky, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. No, I do Busey once or twice a week, and it's a bit like
He's a trainer. Right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. F45.
Yeah, right, okay. So F45's the right type of training.
Own pace. I don't break any records there, because you've got to be careful, because I'll blow up, and then won't come back.
You've already blown up. We're trying to get you going the other way. Bill. What we need you to do is take this seriously. We're talking about shredding for the wedding, Woody, which everyone's doing now. Of course, they're taking a pre-photo and a post-photo.
Yep.
So what we want to do with you and Bill is to get one of Bill with the old comics, you know, out, and then in a couple of months' time,
we can do shorter. I mean, it depends how seriously you want to take it. If you wanted to lose, and because you're a big bloke with lots of muscle, sports background, if you took this seriously, you could lose 20 kilos in 8 weeks.
Bill.
But you got to take it seriously. If you wanted to work at a 7 out of 10 and do it over 4 months, you can. Come on, Bill.
We need to videotape you doing a 28-minuter.
Yes.
I can train you a couple of times on top of what you're doing Busey a week.
Let's have a look at what you think and then we'll work it out.
What does that mean?
Well, because some things don't work on my body. I can't run.
Bill,
that's all right.
We'll get you to the woodshed.
Yes.
And we'll get Sam and you one-on-one.
One-on-one.
We'll get it videoed, put it up so people can see the gold.
Yes.
And then we'll just watch it gradually fall off you.
The most important question, am I allowed to have a frothy?
Yes, you are.
Oh,
Bill.
Yes, you are.
There you go.
Yeah, mate, it can't be sustainable if you cut out everything you like. We just need to have a few little rules around.
Righto. We'll have rules. I'm happy with rules. All right.
How would you go with 5 alcohol-free days a week? Oh, no. We've lost him.
Bill, come on.
Five.
We might start with 4 and we'll see how we go.
Let's start with 2.
I know it's footy season.
Start with 2.
Monday, Tuesday.
4 is, you can do 4.
He can do 4.
All right.
That's what we've got to sit down. I know I shouldn't be telling you what to do because you're the boss, Sam Wood. And
I don't know if I am the boss in this
28bySamWood.com. That's how you join.
So you do my online workouts on your off days. You can see me once a week for a bit of an accountability check-in.
That's like what we're going to do. We'll get a video.
Get your food sorted. You want to train with my wife, do you?
Well, no, she can come along.
Watch the show.
Nowhere near you, Bill. I'll tell you what we're doing. We'll get a video of you and Sam one-on-one.
Yes.
And then I want to also get a video of you doing it online.
Yeah.
So in front of the screen.
We need some evidence.
Yep.
At home.
Yep.
Yeah, we can do that.
Right. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Our boys in the IT department. They'll do it.
Rudy or Ethan will head down into your house.
Rudy's not coming to my house. You seen him? He's not right.
Bill. I reckon this is an absolute must. All right, yes. 28 minutes a day, all your needs on your phone.
Yes, we can do that. All right, it's a deal, Sam. Good man. Because I like you.
Right, shake hands.
Yep, shake hands.
Shake hands.
Right, there we are.
Yeah,
you got the old fingers crossed.
No, we're in, Woody.
We're going to put that up.
Good man.
Rabsy.
Triple M Rush Hour.
Righto, so we'll get the video of that up.
Might even go off the frothies for a while. We should do that with the listeners.
Bill.
Have a month off.
Let's just forget about the listeners for a second, get you sorted.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some fatties out there listening. They'd like to join in, Woody.
Yeah, we get a little team together.
Fat squad.
I'm off the booze until my wife has our next baby.
That's 4.5 months.
Not till the end of July. I made a pact with her, which I've never done
before.
Might
be taking over some bumps. Get it out early.
But, Sammy, looking at you, you don't look like you're struggling to keep the weight off.
No, but I loved a beer, and I found it. I was a bit of an all or nothing person. So I find it hard unless there are clear rules. That's just me. I don't think everyone needs that. But maybe you need some rules as well. Around your food, around your alcohol, around your water, and how many workouts a week. Doesn't have to be every day, but I think we need to get you closer to 4 or 5 than 2 or 3.
And what counts as a workout?
28
Sorry,
minutes.
Sorry, well, anything gets your heart rate up and your muscles working for at least 20 minutes. That's what counts. Does it go for 20 minutes, Bill?
Depends how many blackers.
Sammy, you are a star. We look forward to seeing you shortly putting Bill through his paces.
I'm looking forward to the challenge. Cheers, boys.
28 by samwood.com.
That's it.
And it's everything. Their training, nutrition, very important. The mind getting, sleeping better and things like that. And support. You're never alone.
You're never alone, mate.
Well done, Sam.
Good on you, boys. Thank you.